you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 11th. It's the Prime Life Times in Review.
Yeah.
Joining us on this glorious day is our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday co-host who's back. And what did you say, about 80, 90, 100% healthy?
Almost. I'm getting there.
I know on Monday I told everyone, on Wednesday, Marianne will be back. She's been recovering. She's working on the timeline for the Prime
Life
Times.
Some people think I'm always recovering, but actually I'm usually very well.
Yeah. And you've been here a few times where people have come in, oh, I'm so glad to see that you're back.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been functioning, still working, just oftentimes from home.
Or,
You've met our threshold, so you're
okay,
healthy
thanks.
Enough to be doing your work. And then I think on Monday, I can't remember if it was Monday or if it was one of my announcements, I said, Rob Know-It-All Seidenberg would be joining us.
He doesn't.
Act
say
like a know-it-all.
He knows it all.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm saying he's
okay.
a know-it-all.
Like so a know-it-all.
Let
okay.
me put the little disclaimer.
I mean, that's not the most flattering phrase you could use.
He doesn't know it all.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm bragging him up, actually, because we do delight in how much knowledge or information that he carries and can draw on. It's like, how does he remember? Dave Dunn is the only other person I know that he says, I know a gazillion different tidbits of information on everything, but I don't
excel. Does he use that word, gazillion? Or is that's your word?
That's probably my word. But he's
that doesn't sound like
what's the saying where a master at nothing, but he knows a little of everything.
Jack of all trades, but master of none.
Yeah, but Dave Dunn, whether it's a trivia pursuit kind of game or anything, he has all this knowledge on all sorts of topics. But I would say he probably doesn't hold a candle to as much information you have, Rob.
At any given moment?
On any given subject. I mean,
the correct expression is a polymath. It's somebody who knows a lot about a lot of things. That's a polymath.
That sounds like someone who knows a lot about math.
No, it's
like
not.
A polymathematician. So anyways, so if you were tuned in on Monday or Tuesday, you would have heard from Mike Huckabee, and I think you might have delighted in some of the illustrations he gave. He has a great sense of humor. He was a broadcaster at 14, and he recounts the ways God led him into Christian broadcasting. And I loved yesterday's message, how he closed out that we're on the winning team as we're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need God's Word, the Holy Bible, the Scriptures, as our foundation point, our navigation tool. So we don't just go on our emotions or how we feel or what we think. The Bible is our standard. And so he was really clear closing out with that. And he had some great illustrations. And just before we were talking about, he talks about his daughter, Sarah. And she's like I think he calls her the rock star in the family. Everyone says, oh, Mike is Sarah's dad.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's no longer introduced as
the prominent one.
And he had a great joke about, if you wondered who I voted for, I did not vote for Trump. I voted for myself because he was running for president. And then he said,
That's clever.
At least Huckabee got into the White House, and he talked about his daughter. So if you tuned in for Monday or Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, basically his 30-minute talk I put into the two broadcasts and played a song. The Gettys were a part of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, as was Mike Huckabee, and his talk was one of the keynote sessions in the evening. So there was conversations, there was workshops and seminars and keynote speakers and large group gatherings. And
so glad you broadcast his speech. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, and then the week before we had Janet Parshall.
Mm-hmm.
And so both great topics. I might have one or two in the hopper. We'll see how the coming days go. But today's the Prime Life Times in Review, and I'm looking forward for Rob to read a story. But one thing I want to share with our audience, because they're probably indicative of how we are or how we were this morning. You know, it's easy to get fearful or consumed with what's going on with the media and certainly with the coronavirus or other health issues or shortages or fears. And we've talked about it and hashed out a lot of different things. And are there solutions and what's the best methods? How do you keep balance? But I think we were all reminded, how do we see our role as followers of Jesus, as Christ followers, to bring healing and hope and not to agitate or, yes, there's times that we need to be wise and informed and follow good practices. but not to be so fearful that we're panicking and we're consumed by the issue. And then whether it's a political issue or even a health issue, that the hour that we meet, that's all we talk about. And we don't talk about reaching the lost or the good news message of Jesus. And so if you're like us, we've had our moments this morning where we were like, what are we going to do about that? And these people are dying. And what about this and how it's spreading? And then to also balance off, God's in control. You know, there are some measures and means that we want to take, and cleanliness is next to godliness. I mean, there's certain practices we want to be cognizant of and aware of, and things that we can do and practices that we want to take. But we don't have to walk in fear. And
perfect love casts out fear.
Yeah, so there's a balance. So what I liked about it, after we finished talking and sharing, we just had a good time of praying and just asking God to continue to work through pastors and preachers and missionaries and healthcare workers and all of us that follow the Lord Jesus Christ to be agents of calm and insight and wisdom and balance. And I think after we prayed, we kind of, there was a peace that surpasses all understanding. We said, you know, we want to be in tuned. We want to take proper measures. We want to be alert, but to not walk in fear. God is in control. And be wise, but be prayerful. And God will work through this whole situation.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Thank you,
because
Mark.
They're
Thank you.
Probably like us, too, where, you know, it becomes such a topic and then it consumes your whole day. And let's keep a balance. Let's remember Jesus is on the throne. God is in control. And he can bring about great healing and hope. And will use all circumstances for his glory.
He does.
So thank you, Rob, for joining us today. Marianne, I'm glad you're back in
thank
the saddle,
you.
In the seat, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
So back on the saddle, I guess, as they say. So we are going to read some Rural Memories, Rob, one of your articles that's an ongoing content contribution.
That's big.
That's
an ongoing
contribution.
It's an ongoing column that Rob writes.
There we
I guess
go.
I'm just a little more down home, all those big words, contributation.
Yeah. You know, my friends from the city think we live in a tiny little village here in Champaign-Urbana.
Well, most of the Chinese call this a tiny little village.
And that's ironic because this memory happened primarily in town, and the town kids made fun of us as being clodhoppers, country kids.
How big was that town? All 100 of them?
It got up to over 3,000 at one point, but now it's down to 1,800.
Okay, it's a real town.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reading
so you had stop signs? Did you have a stoplight in that sound?
We had one flashing yellow light to warn us.
Okay.
To slow down.
Pulled the wagon and the horse through. Okay, go ahead.
There was a bridge. It's still there. They've renovated it now. They've replaced it, but they've renovated it for walking. When I was a kid, it was one-way traffic across that bridge, and there was a big sign that said, it is illegal to cross this bridge at above a trot. And something happened to that sign, and they've been looking for the sign ever since.
Oh, somebody's got that sign.
Hey, speaking of being a kid, when you were a kid, let's see, 60 to 65 years ago, because should we announce the big award before? So that way I don't have to derail him in the middle
Go
of this.
Go for it.
What's coming up, Marianne, that you and I and our staff are going to be a part of? Because we want to be little cheerleaders in the background.
Mark
we
and Marianne
we
are
nominated. We nominated Rob for the News Gazette in partnership with Clark Lindsay Award for 70 over 70. Mm-hmm. And that is for people over the age of 70 whose philanthropic, is that the way you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Attitude, leadership, and overall success deserves to be acknowledged. And Rob is in it. He's
chosen. Been acknowledged twice here on the air and then also at this breakfast that we're going to be a part of. I think people can still
luncheon,
sign up.
Mark. It says luncheon, so we better find out what
time
it is.
No, it's a breakfast.
Is it a breakfast?
It's a breakfast at 8:30 a.m.
Okay.
And if anyone wants to go and honor Rob and watch him be honored by these folks, it's $25 a ticket. Actually, if you want to get your ticket today on the 11th, I think it's still $20, but it'll be $25 a ticket.
And when is the event, and where is it going to happen at?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Round Barn Center Conference Room, I guess. Mm-hmm. And everybody's welcome. Near the Pancake House.
Yeah, near the Pancake House in Western Champaign.
Yeah.
And
Fantastic
what date is Express. It? What's the date? It's in April?
April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Yeah. And
so
be sure you don't
away.
Go to that Round Barn itself.
Oh, yeah, no.
It used to be a Wings and Whiskey place.
It used to be Dave's Barbecue.
Yeah, famous Dave's. Yeah, that was one of my favorite places.
It's just a big, empty building now, so don't go there.
Yeah.
Go on
just
down
around
the
corner.
To the left. Yeah.
Do the right thing. Go to the other place. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so those of you 70 and older, celebrate with us. Or anyone can celebrate on this
We
day,
wrote up quite a grand nomination if anyone ever wants to read it.
Yeah, if you ever read that thing, you will not believe that it is Rob. Yeah. You know Rob.
Say Rob?
Rob, the Rural Memories of Seedberg.
All right, read for us, Rob.
Well, just before I read, I want to say hi to June Kaba, who drives across to do his job as a janitor at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy on a daily basis. And he said, Rob, I read your article, and then I hear it on the radio. So, June, if you're listening, good for you.
Very nice.
Okay, Rural Memories, reading during class. As a kid, I was often in trouble for reading when I was supposed to be doing something else. In the one-room school where I attended first grade, I managed to get through our entire shelf of books, complete my assigned work, and listen to the recitations of the second through eighth graders. I learned a lot from other students. That's where I learned to refill a fountain pen, properly raise and lower an American flag, close and latch a tornado shelter door from the inside. We called it a cyclone cellar. And, oh joy, read. And that's where I lost my two upper front teeth. That's also where one of the Rimmery boys got in trouble for singing Goodnight Irene, walking out of the schoolyard after school. Irene was our capable teacher, Mrs. Wood's first name. Unhappily, some poetry I wrote that year survives. No, you may not read it. Most line endings of that doggerel had such rhymings as...
Doggerel.
Doggerel.
As head, dead, bled, bed, ned, ted, and said. Those verses are being suppressed with what publishers and their lawyers might term prior restraint. Usually an insult to the Constitution, and illegal, I might add. But in this case, a mercy to potential readers. Once I had read through all the Dick and Jane readers, run, Spot, run, I soon mastered the art of always having supplemental reading matter in my desk. I used that concept to good advantage during Miss Larch's second grade class the following year at the big consolidated town school. I learned to multitask, keeping both the library book and the lesson book of the hour on my desk. I could keep track of where the class was reading, generally going student by student and paragraph by paragraph down a particular row of student-occupied desks, and still get a lot of library book reading done. I'd already read through my school books the first week or so of class. This duplicity wasn't hard, and I devoured many fascinating books during class time. Miss Stober, my third grade teacher, quintessential eye in the back of the head educator, ruled her classroom sternly, though by no means a cruel person. On rainy days, I could stay in and read during recess, but soon the dreaded bell would sound its loud, unwelcome echo, cutting short my reading adventures, often at the most exciting part of a story. One day I had read through morning recess, my lunch period, and afternoon recess, not to mention the classes in between. I barely noticed the end of recess bell. I was galloping across the high parkland of Wyoming, real cowboy country, up into mountains and down into labyrinthine canyons, in pursuit of dastardly low-life rustlers.
Now, as you did all this reading, did you have a vivid imagination, too? Does that go hand-in-hand with
Absolutely.
Those people that love to read? I wasn't
Absolutely.
Much of a reader.
It really does. It really does, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You have to imagine everything because you're not watching TV, Mark. Your brain has to work. I kept one finger on the current paragraph of the history book that lay open on my desk, but my main concern was with Sky, my cowboy hero, also an expert tracker. He was leading a posse of cowpokes in search of rustlers and the cattle they had misappropriated. Suddenly, Miss Stober broke with her usual protocol and called my name. My mind had not been on the history lesson, but on the enormous box canyon the cowboys were entering, where danger lurked on every cliff and behind every boulder.
But now, this isn't Sky Masters.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh.
But he's enough. Okay, yeah. Never.
But a clearer...
That was a TV program.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But a clearer and more present danger lurked in my classroom. Miss Stober had apparently had enough of my double life, and she called me on it. Robert, would you read the next paragraph, please? Good grief. The kids in the far right-hand row had been reading, and I was in the second row from the left. Worst of all, I had somehow lost my place. She outed me right there. Please put away your library book. You can finish it on the bus after school today. I don't want to see it out during class again. I was humiliated in front of my entire class.
Oh, dear.
How old are you at this point? What class is this?
It's third grade, so yeah. I should have been 9 years old. Okay. Yeah. Can you imagine if she hadn't stopped me, though? I mean, I might be a reader for the deaf service or something. I mean, there's no telling what I might
have. Let's not blame her for making you pay attention in class. Go ahead.
The Cowboys slowly faded as I came back to third grade reality with a start. I had to confess to the teacher that I had lost my place, a very grave matter in Miss Stover's classroom. Of course, she had known all along what I'd been up to, and I'm just as certain she'd had her eye on me for days, planning just such a sneak attack on her bookish young charge. Of all the youthful crimes I might have committed, my unauthorized consumption of dozens of library books during class time probably doesn't seem too serious, but what might that unrestrained, clandestine activity have eventually led to? Had Miss Stover not called me on it in third grade? I guess we'll never know.
That's classic.
I really like that article.
Now, Marianne, were you much of a reader growing up?
Yes, sir.
See, I was not at all. I was out running sports, playing, goofing off, and I didn't have a hunger for reading till probably into my 20s or 30s. And then I started loving to read, especially devotionals and the Bible, but didn't read much as a child.
I would go out in a day and climb trees and play cowboys and Indians and all kinds of crazy stuff and rumble, tumble, all that, wade in the creek, come home. Sit down, read the rest of the day.
And Rob, you sound like some of the Harrison kids. I remember all the time if I carted them around or there was a little outing or just seeing them, they always had a book in their hands.
Yep.
And I marveled at that. But Jonathan ended up becoming one of the top editors that you worked with, right?
Absolutely. The guy walked in off the street, maxed the editing test, which was really tough. And then just started editing. And you can't do that. You got to be trained for months or years. Yeah. I mean, he just knew that much.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, his mom, Karen, is our beloved.
Yeah, office manager, proofreader. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lady
of many trades.
Anything
that
I have to send out, not anything, but many things. Like, hey, Karen, can you proof this? Does it need different wording or language or tweak here? And she's usually very diplomatic. And I would suggest this, but what you wrote was okay.
And I just have to say, Karen, if you're listening, Mark has been singing your praises the last few days. You
as
have,
he,
Mark, over and over.
Yeah.
Every
as he
now
well
and
should.
Then.
As he well should. Yeah.
Every now and then you say, you know, oh, Karen, she's just so amazing.
Yep,
oh,
yep.
Karen's such a jewel. She's such a gem.
20-plus years, office manager,
wow.
Extraordinary.
I don't know what's brought all that on all of a sudden. You've gone on and on about her.
With
I love it.
The acquisition of these 15 other stations, we're redoing letterhead.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
having to fine-tune different documents, and so I'm needing her input, as well as yours and others that have to proofread different things. And, you know, what's the best way to say this or the vision that we have to put forward? And, you know, this acquiring the 15 stations was just like a massive undertaking these last 9 months. But now it's implementing like job descriptions and redefining roles that people have. And so I'm creating a lot of different things and I'm, you know, running them by you, by Karen. You know, our graphics team is looking at it. Even the letterhead, I think we had 5 revisions on that. Do we call it headquarters? Do we call it, you know, Western offices?
Trying to figure out who we are, folks.
So I've, you know, drawn on all your guys' expertise.
Well, Karen is a remarkable person with a great personality and a stable, calming influence.
Yeah,
I love it every time I hear her voice.
Yeah. Well, and the other team located in the Springfield area, you know, as we're trying to work on, do we maybe forward some of those calls to Karen? And they're all saying,
oh, dear,
her voice
Karen.
Is so sweet and she's so skilled. And I said, yeah, she's been that way for 20-plus years. So
we should just have a Karen show someday.
Yeah. I think Karen's going to be one of the next Memorization Mondays.
Oh, my.
But this next week, I think I'm going to have Phil Shepard on Monday and Tuesday, so we're not going to have our Memorization Monday for another week, but I think the following week we might have Karen on share a little of her faith journey.
I can't wait for that.
I forget what, I think it's in Romans. I have to, it's over there, but
Romans
the verse
or
that
the,
she's going to work on.
Yeah.
Yeah, her verse, so I think that's coming up in a couple weeks. But
Very good.
Yeah, a lot going
going on, a lot of wonderful things. We appreciate your prayers for the radio ministry and the unique work. You know, we've been calling it a merger, but literally we acquired these 15 stations. Mm-hmm. We've budgeted it all out. It's like a 10-year program. We do have oversight, and we're working through various details. On Monday, actually, I met with an additional engineer to work through some things, and there's a lot of reviews going on. They have a share-a-thon coming up in April, so we're trying to work through all that and the language. We won't have the share-a-thon on our end, but they've had a share-a-thon for 30-plus years, and they raise funds, which becomes our budget, too. So. I'll be a part of that. Phil Shepard will be a part of that. And Donna Leland from the Moody Broadcasting Network will be a part of that, along with special interviews. And that's 3 days in April, the end of April, that they'll have a special share-a-thon raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for their budgets and such, which becomes our budgets and such. But we're one big family, 19 frequencies, and it's fun to send out the little card that shows the map coverage, all of central Illinois from Dan all the way towards Macomb and Whitehall and Beardstown and Quincy, Illinois.
So you can just drive around the whole center of the state and just
hundreds
be fine.
Of miles of God-honoring broadcasts that lift up the name of Jesus. And then we have our wonderful Indiana listeners because of 89.3 FM. So, 19 frequencies covering the whole middle part of the state, and we're excited to see how God's going to continue to advance his good news message. And as we started the program, bringing hope and encouragement, because the Lord Jesus Christ is part of that redemptive plan that God has put into motion because he loves his people. He loves you. He loves you, Marianne, and you, Rob, and loves me. Thank you,
God. You know, when you said that about Jesus, that song, Turn Your Eyes on Jesus, just came into my mind. I mean, in all this stuff going on in our world, I'm just wondering if we just turn our eyes on Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. I like that.
That's a great song.
That's good.
All right. Well, get your edition of the Prime Life Times available at over 300 area locations. In fact, on Monday, I went to the Pizza Ranch in Bloomington.
Oh, you like going there, don't you?
Saw the paper there. That's where I met with the engineer to cover some things on the future. And you know, love it. They already ran out of the papers a couple times.
Are we going to have staff meeting up there soon?
We will at some point. The Pizza Ranch in Bloomington or the one in Springfield, they also ran out of our papers.
We're just going to drive back and forth between the two.
We're going to get the singing there someday, too.
I bet you do.
All right. The Prime Life Times in Review. Access it, like I mentioned, at over 300 area locations. You can find out the closest place near you at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you, and have a great day and night.